tornadoes, hurricanes, blizzards. Yeah, we cover it all on Twister Talk.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Here comes the sun.
That's right. The sun is here. It's back.
I'm surprised you missed Total Eclipse of the Heart.
No. I dug it out. I said, no, I'm not going there.
You know, I was reading someplace today that they figure that Bonnie Tyler, is it Taylor or Tyler?
Tyler. Bonnie Tyler
will probably make over $1 million in royalties just thanks to the eclipse. It's like, it's interesting.
I thought about it and go, no. I thought that would be, I was pushing it over with John Denver. So.
Hey, I like John Denver.
I do too, but it's like, you know, it's kind of a weepy movie. It's a weepy movie. Remember that Sunshine? Remember Cliff Young is the guy and he marries the woman and they have that little baby. They name her Sunshine, but the woman dies of cancer, a horrible lingering death. You know, Bill Mumy's in the show. And, you know, remember that?
No, I haven't seen that, but it sounds like.
It was a TV series. It was a primetime movie, then it became a TV series. Lasted a whole year.
It sounds kind of like the Honey Song by Bobby Goldsboro.
Yeah, honey, I miss you. Tell you what I did while I was out there watching everything, I did a quick commentary just kind of filling everybody in on what I saw. So I thought, we'll play this for a second and be right back, give you an idea, a blow-by-blow description of the moon moving in front of the sun. Okay.
Hey, this is Gary. I'm outside for Twister Talk. We're looking up now at about 50% here in Columbus, Ohio. 50% looking up. Spectacular view. We'll be at about 98%. And we're now right around 80%. That's 80% here in Columbus, Ohio. The totality is further to our west by about 40 miles. You get up toward Marion or Bell Fountain here in Ohio, and you're in the path of totality. And definitely looks like twilight's beginning to encroach here in Columbus. Surprisingly, I don't see a lot of people in the neighborhood around us out there looking. Maybe they'll come out around 3 o'clock as we get near the peak time of 98% here. But surprisingly, not seeing a whole lot of people outside, and you thought you would. It is just about 3 p.m. here in Columbus, and we're at about 85% now, totality. And I am now able to wear my regular prescription glasses instead of my prescription sunglasses out here without any eye strain. So that tells me that the light definitely has lessened. And we're now about 95% totality at about 6 after 3. Just watching this, and again, hope you're able to see this wherever you're at, but hopefully you all have good memories, and if you have any pictures you'd like to post on our Facebook page of what you saw today, it would be great. So, you know, come and join us on that. And we've just entered totality here outside our house. And yes, it looks like twilight. Taking a look up in the sky, you just see a sliver of sun behind the moon. And if you're out there where you're able to see the whole thing, you're in for a sight. And I can't complain. We're getting a pretty good sight here, too. Not complete, but it is right there. There's just a little tiny sliver of sun left coming from behind the moon. So about the next 3 minutes, we're going to have this, and then it'll start to lighten up again. And we're at totality here. It is like twilight outside here in Columbus. And we have 98%. Only a little tiny sliver is visible. And for the next 3 minutes, that's all we'll have here. Yes, it's like it is nighttime. Our battery, solar battery lights lighting our sidewalk in the front of our house have come on. Our light in our garages over the head has come on. The lights at the school across the street here, those safety lights have come on. So lights are coming on everywhere. Very interesting to see. We have passed totality, and it is quickly lightening up outside. We were at about 98-99% the moon in front of the sun here. Our outdoor lights, our solar lights in the front of our house have turned off, and we'll be back to full sunshine in about 30 minutes or so. And I hope all of you got a chance to look at it, saw something spectacular.
You know, as we've been talking about the eclipse up here in Ohio today, which was really something to behold, our Southeast reporter down nestled in the Big Adirondack somewhere, or the Appalachians, or somewhere. Brandon was down there. And Brandon, how are you doing, and what did you see? Did you have a pretty good eyeful of the eclipse, of what you got of it?
I am doing all right, and yes, I did. I did not have to go to work until later in the afternoon, so I had the opportunity to sit out and actually watch the eclipse from the moment it started, basically through to just after it peaked. And we did not get totality like you did. We ended up getting about 80-85% totality since we were a little bit closer to the coast. And it did still produce a noticeable effect. A visible light dimmed considerably. It did get to the point where I was able to be outdoors on a sunny day and not have to use sunglasses to see comfortably.
Right.
And looking up at the sun through my eclipse viewers, I was able to see the moon cover, you know, like we said, about 80 to 85% of the sun's disk. So light dimmed noticeably. It certainly was still bright and still visibly daytime. It did become probably, I want to say, lighting reduced by a third, maybe half.
So, yeah, so you definitely did see a noticeable effect of the 80-85%. So it's amazing. Up here, I same thing you had. I noticed I could take my sunglasses off and just wear my regular glasses outside. This was starting to get, as it started to get dimmer, it's like, that was kind of cool. That was the thing I noticed.
You know, if you didn't know what was going on and you didn't know better, you'd start to wonder if there was something, you know, going wrong with your eyesight.
Right.
You know, because it's the middle of the day and, you know, suddenly things are becoming noticeably dimmer. You know, the sun is, you know, suddenly about a third fainter than it normally is, and or even, you know, half as bright. One thing I did notice, and you and I talked about this, I think you noticed as well, we had about a 5-degree temperature drop.
Yes, we did. I checked here. It was just when it was starting to start going, it was like 74. And then when we reached totality, it had dropped down to 68. No matter how you look at it, even 85, 90%, it's still an incredible thing to view.
It's difficult to sit back and think sometimes that the last one of these has been 7 years ago already.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The next one, you know, the next total eclipse in this area won't be until 2044.
That's right. So it's going to be that long before we have them. Now, just to let everybody know, there eclipses do happen around the world, but not always over the U.S. or the Southeast or something. They happen in other parts of the world. And there will be total eclipses over the next few years, not anywhere where we can see them, but parts of South America, eventually the far southern Pacific. Other places will have these totality events, and it's well distributed, Brandon. I guess that's the best way I can say it. It markets itself very well.
Yes, it does. And you know, we have talked about this eclipse and the one 7 years ago as, you know, as if they were something kind of special for the simple fact that they happened here in the U.S. But as you pointed out, eclipses happen at different points around the world on a semi-regular basis. So, you know, other parts of the world do get to see partial and even total eclipses.
Right.
They happen, you know, they happen frequently enough that if you are, for better lack of a better term, an eclipse junkie and you want to travel to different parts of the world for the purpose of witnessing an eclipse there, you're going to have opportunities every few years or so.
That's true.
To travel to some part of the world to see one.
Hey, we got Brandon's view of what happened down where he is, and we had as close to totalities. I think it was a lot closer than we thought. You know,
I think
9.6, I believe.
At the very height of it, you could see a speck of the sun. It didn't even look like a crescent. It was just a speck.
Yeah, oops. And we have permission from them to show it, so we're going to be showing that. Yes, very nice. Thank you, Sylvania. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. And also want to thank our good buddy, Carl. Carl is he's a professional photographer, retired, but he has a solar filter lens. I guess what he did.
He
was
out there taking pictures.
Yeah, he was out taking pictures, got some very good pictures. We'll be posting those.
Excellent.
And he loved it. He said, Gary, it's just incredible. I said, yeah.
I've seen some photographs taken from some of the lake freighters where they were experiencing.
I think I saw one picture posted. Yeah.
And of course, here in Ohio, people gathered at the Air Force Museum on the grounds there, and they had totality there as well.
That's out by Dayton.
Yeah, it's by Dayton.
Yeah, so, you know, and we won't see another one like this till 2044.
Yeah, and that's not for this area.
Yeah, that's true.
That's in the United States someplace, but it's not for Ohio.
Yeah.
No. You know, I think the thing I found the most, there were a lot of interesting things about the eclipse, but one of the things I found most interesting is if you stand there and watch it, you know, and I had my eclipse glasses on, you can actually see the moon move.
Yes, I noticed that.
And I didn't realize that it moved fast enough that you could actually, you know, stand there and kind of watch it moving.
Yep.
That was spectacular.
I saw that too. A few times you see it slowly moving. Going,
yeah.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
But I think for the most part, I think we've covered all the bases. Uh-huh. And man, I hope if you enjoy it, you got it today, you enjoyed it because, whoo. What an experience.
Yeah, it was great.
I had to wait till I'm 68 to see this. But hey, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But thankfully it was worth being that old for.
Yeah, definitely.
And waiting around 68 years to see it.
Yep.
All right. Well, for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And we'll see you next time.
Yep.
Take care and keep watching the skies.
That's right.